All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It was just before we went to break talking about that group of Republicans in Texas who somehow think that Texas should be the country, and the country should be in Texas, not that Texas is in the United States, but that it somehow is bigger than the rest of the country. And yeah, you know, guys got big 10-gallon hats, and, you know, there's a lot of oil down in Texas, and yeah, the cattle, natural oil, all those things are down there. But there are also a lot of lunatics, a lot of jerks who somehow think that the state of Texas is bigger than our nation. Let's go to the phone line, Sam. Who do we have on?
Bob from Wisconsin's East Coast.
Hey, Bob. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, Earl.
Anytime.
You're also talking this morning earlier, and that's what I was trying to get in on, was that the wealthy think that they should just hoard their wealth and not take care of their employees or their customers.
Yes.
And just hold out of their money. And that's contrary, the Bible speaks well of this. The book of Micah specifically is what comes to mind. That when we take care of the poorest of the poor, everyone will be raised up. They will then raise up everyone. So when we take care of the people living on the street, or the people living under a tree,
listen. You're having problems. We're having problems with your phone. Why don't you call back? Hang up and call back. We'll continue to come.
Done.
Hang up and call back, and we'll have a conversation. You know, again, I'm at the point where we've had enough of all of this, and yet the people who somehow still believe that they are different, they are better because they're Texans than somebody else. And that psychosis that they are experiencing somehow leads them to believe that, everybody else is under their feet. Let me, who was our last caller, Sam?
Bob or L.A. Tom?
Bob. So Bob, here's a story that, especially based on what it is you were talking about, some Christian leaders have become whores for Trump at the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, a Southern Baptist minister recently accused his fellow pastors of becoming whores for Donald Trump, which elicited howls of protest from some of them. Kevin Smith, pastor at Family Church in West Palm Beach and former executive director of the Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware, spoke the first day at the SBC General Convention, where he accused some ministers of losing their minds after Barack Obama was elected president in 2012, and then shamed themselves by supporting Trump. I think some Southern Baptists lost their minds when a black man was elected president. Not all, but some, Smith said. I think some Southern Baptists were unloving to black people beginning in 2012. With the killing of Trayvon Martin. I don't mean agree about politics or policy. I just mean giving a darn that somebody else is hurting who is supposed to be your brother or sister in Christ. And I think some Southern Baptists have bent over and became political whores with this whole Trump stuff, Smith said. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're going to get into that. Who do we have on the line,
Sam? I have Bob back for us.
Hey, Bob. So you just heard, go back and repeat what you were saying before.
The wealthiest among us are blind, myopic. They don't see that their customers spend money and make them profits. They don't see that their employees must be in good shape in order to serve them and their customers well, and that's where their money comes from. So when they take care of the poorest of the poor, they will raise up themselves and they'll raise up all of society.
Go ahead,
Earl.
You are speaking from what has been the tenets of Christianity.
It's straight out of the book of Micah.
I'm saying that these are the tenets of Christianity, but as I just stated, something is happening to many who call themselves Christians, especially the heads of the flocks. And they have chosen, knowingly chosen, to align themselves with people and things that don't represent any of those things that you are talking about.
And those are denominations, Earl, that I would not choose to be affiliated with.
No, but they are Christians. Those denominations all are under the title Christians. So, you know, you may want to separate yourself from them, but it's hard to do it when those denominations are all under the title Christian.
My choice would be to get them involved in things like street ministries and dealing with the health of the poor
let me ask you, as you watch and see this metamorphosis of people who and pastors and others who have decided to side with you know, Donald Trump and wrong over right, and yes, all of us have to wrestle on a daily basis with demons inside of ourselves. But when you see the heads of flocks who act as if they've given up that battle and that fight, what does that make you? How do you feel when you see those kinds of things?
Well, I'm disappointed, and I'm prayerfully hoping that they have an epiphany and begin to see the light.
Well, they're the head of the flocks.
Exactly. Well, they need to see the light. They're living in darkness, and they need to see the light. Earl, I've got an appointment I've got to make.
Thank you.
So I really, all right, really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you very much for the call. I really, really appreciate it. I mean, really, when you look at what has taken place, in you know, many churches who have basically abdicated what, you know, the tenets of their religion are supposed to be, and so let out for 30 pieces of silver, you know, and a belief that a demon like Donald Trump, who has no spiritual foundation, never did, and they have sided with somebody like Donald Trump, it makes you wonder, where else is this going? When I talk about where this nation is headed, you know, one of the things when I was a young man that even in the face of things that weren't right and weren't just, was the fact that you could at least say, well, you know, many in the religious community were fighting to be on the side of what's right. You can't say that anymore. Many of those people have decided to go with, you know, especially evangelicals, with what they know is not right and not just. And yet they still somehow believe that they are walking the righteous walk. No, they're not. And it does not matter if they think that they can fool somebody. They're only fooling themselves. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines open as always at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We'll be back.